Chippewa Valley Technical College officials estimate that in a five-year period, the center could provide 70 bioenergy graduates in landscape, plant, and turf management, many in energy management positions like electrical power distribution, and others in construction management and trans-energy programs. CVTC's president is Bruce Barker.
Well, we're at the early stages, obviously. We are developing new programs and modifying our programs to incorporate a lot of the new green energy, green economy ideas. But in a lot of these areas, whether it's construction, transportation, agriculture, we're dealing with labs that were built back in the 60s and 70s. So at some point, we anticipate that our physical facility won't keep up with the changes.
Kelly Kane came from UW River Falls to a regional meeting of educators and prospective employers. He's the director of the St. Croix Institute for Sustainable Community Development and says the Energy Education Center would connect well with four-year campuses.
I think this is one of the best initiatives that I've seen on a large institutional basis to come forward in quite some time.
The budget for stage one of this project still needs $4 million if construction is to begin next spring. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News in Eau Claire.